This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You set your alarm for 6:30 a.m., but somehow you're awake at 6:26. It happens to me all the time. No sound, no vibration, just awake. Feels strange, almost accidental. But is it? Why does it happen? And what does it tell us about how our bodies handle sleep? Well, Professor Fatima Yakut is from the University of the Sunshine Coast and joins us on the line. Fatima, welcome to Drive.
Well, thanks for having me.
It feels like a superpower. 6:26 a.m. Do we have a secret sense? Is our body just running on a very good timetable? What's going on?
Well, yeah, it can feel like you have a superpower where you can control your body, but it's actually mostly your body running on a very good internal timetable, and it's a sign of a very well-tuned body clock. So we all have an internal body clock, also called as the circadian rhythm, that tracks time over a 24-hour cycle. So when someone is following a very consistent routine or fairly consistent routine, when they wake up and they go to bed, their brain starts predicting when morning is coming. And so just before your alarm goes off, your body begins to prepare ahead of time. It increases the release of alertness hormone, raises body temperature, and then shifts your brain into a lighter sleep stages. So it's not really a secret sense or something weird happening. It's your biology just doing, and it's essentially what you have trained your body to do, to anticipate waking, and that's pretty much all.
Fatima, Luke in Windsor says, I wake up just before the alarm. However, this definitely didn't occur in my 20s and 30s. Is it something that can develop later in life, or could it develop at any time?
Oh, well, it can develop at any time. It's a sign of that you've been following a really consistent bedtime, wake time, which perhaps is more common in older adults and young adults. So teenage, young adulthood, people have got too many distractions and they really don't always prioritize their sleep. Whereas as we get more maturity and with age comes wisdom, we understand sleep is important. So that's a sign of you following a consistent body sleep routine and prioritizing and protecting your sleep. And you can train yourself at any age, really.
So if you're waking up consistently at the same time every morning, does that mean that, you know, you've got good sleep hygiene and perhaps you're consistently going to bed at the same time as well? Does that help in terms of the same wake-up time?
It does help. Same wake-up time is one of the, I guess I would say, key anchors for good sleep. But it doesn't really help in isolation. So if you're waking up at a consistent time every day, but you don't have a really consistent bedtime, it's not going to help you, because what essentially you are doing, you are waking up at a regular time, but if you are pushing your bedtime too late, you're not getting enough sleep. So while wake time is consistent, bedtime is not, and you are depriving yourself of good, healthy sleep, deep sleep. So it's not really super healthy or not good in terms of sleep health. So you need to pair wake time with bedtime as well to get a good night's sleep and feel rested and refreshed when you wake up.
We're chatting with Professor Fatima Yakut from the University of the Sunshine Coast about why we wake up just before our alarms go off. Fatima, why do some people naturally wake up early feeling fine while others struggle unless they sleep a little bit later?
It's quite common. Some people have that, and there's a scientific name for that thing. It's called a chronotype. So we are basically born as a morning person or an evening person. So if you have a clock that runs earlier, so you'll feel sleepy earlier than others and wake up earlier. And because you've got a perfectly healthy sleep routine, you've got enough hours of sleep, your sleep was good, so you'll feel rested and refreshed. Whereas some people have got a clock that runs later, so, you know, they will go to bed late and they will wake up late. So if you ask them to wake up early, they will feel like, you know, exhausted, tired, and they won't be refreshed or rested. So Some people who wake up early, go to bed early, it's mostly due to their chronotype, but also depends on what kind of job you are doing, your social life, all those factors also influence your bedtime and wake time routine as well.
Does stress impact the time that we wake up? Does it cause early waking?
It does. Stress does cause early waking, but there's always something else, you know, a combination of factors. So, in fact, for those people who have got a very well-tuned body clock, there is a hormonal response, cortisol, which most people always attribute as a stress hormone. This spikes before you wake up, and that kind of sets your body for the day. So, cortisol, which is a hormone which some people think is a stress hormone, can help you get a consistent wake time. It's a sign of consistent wake time. But if you are stressed before you go to bed and you keep worrying or overthinking about few things, that may impact your sleep quality and it causes sleep disturbance or disrupted sleep, and you'll wake up tired and exhausted.
Fatima, we received this message. Alex in Reservoir says, shift work ruined my sleep years ago. My body clock has no idea anymore. What impact does shift work have on our sleep?
A lot. People who work in shift-based role, their sleep is highly disturbed and it messes up with their internal body clock. So if you are, let's say, it works well for those people who are naturally morning, evening type. So they are up, they like to be up late and go to bed late and wake up early. So if someone is that kind of chronotype, shift work works for them. But if you're a morning person, you want to go to bed early, wake up early, shift work is not for that. So it's not there, but I think there should be a match between what your preferred sleep routine is and what kind of job you are doing. And inconsistent sleep routine for a very long period of time is a risk factor for a lot of health conditions, just not sleep alone.
The big question, what's the best way? And I suppose I'm asking for small, realistic steps. What are the best things we can do to ensure that we get the best possible sleep?
Everything comes down to having a routine or a schedule. If it's, you know, healthy eating, exercise, everything, sleep as well. So we need to follow a consistent wake up time and follow it for most days, if not every single day, even on weekends as well. And I'm not saying that you should be sleeping at the same time, waking up at the same time every day, a plus minus, you know, 30 to 60 minute window is fine as well. But it should be consistent. Getting bright light early in the day within first hour of waking, even 10 minutes can really help. It can reset your body clock. And when you wake up, move your body, a short walk or gentle movement, stretching can tell your brain that daytime now, so you'll be rested, refreshed, or get ready for the day. And pretty much what we do during that day impacts our sleep. So if you had a really busy day, you did not get enough wind down time, you were on your phones or watching Netflix or whatever, it will impact your sleep. So wind down before bedtime is quite crucial. Aim for a slower bedtime, like around 30 to 60 minutes before you go to sleep. It should be something calming and relaxing. And those small changes can really make a big difference in your sleep health.
So Fatima, it sounds like an early morning walk outside in the sunshine is a good idea.
It is. It really helps. And those small 10-minute walk can really make a big difference in how you feel and how productive you feel your day would be.
So for people like me who've got a dog, next time don't go, oh no, we have to go for a walk. Say thank you for dragging us outside. It's going to help our sleep. Fatima, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Professor Fatima Yakut from the University of the Sunshine Coast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.